Did Mitt break the computer again?
Mitt broke it.
Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
The number one sports gambling show coming out of the PMI offices. I am Tony Dix.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hello, Connor.
What is that, Bundesliga?
It's the Bundesliga. That's Gumpy. He's from Canada.
Good day, Tony.
Boston Connor.
Hello. I'm very excited for these picks tonight, Tony.
He's from Ireland.
Hey, we got a fucking hot one in the back.
And Mitt's hot?
Fucking clean sweep 4-0 last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, let's go. Big NBA night last night. Actually, I think 7-1 on my last 8, Tony,
whoa,
last 2 days.
Slow down.
Fucking flames, kid.
Oh, yeah. On fire. More coming tonight. Let's go, NBA. Let's go.
Thanks, man. Let's go.
Let's go,
you
dude.
Really know how to fucking pump the tires,
NBA,
dude.
NBA, let's go.
Fucking NBA, let's go, dude. NBA, let's go. More tonight.
I've been losing so much money.
Fucking
on this.
Hey, no cap, bro.
Sweet
no
16
cap, bro.
On deck.
No cap. More on deck tonight. Let's go. A lot of games on actually in the association. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You could potentially win your hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down rollover 250.
Oh yeah!
Tonight in the NBA 250 because someone hit last night for 1750. Congrats to that person. I can't remember your name.
Congrats.
Congrats. Dude.
Congrats.
You will be paid shortly.
Congrats, dude.
We've had a few good winners. The dude last night had two women's games, two NHL games, and then the rest were NBA, I believe. So, pretty nice little mixture of winners last night. So, tonight will be hashtag FanDuel Hammered Down Rollover 250. Jay, is everything all right back there?
Yeah, he kicked me out of the audio spot. Kind of a, you know, I get it. You know, whatever you want to do, Jay.
When you weren't here, it was awesome because Connor would just like, every 30 seconds, mute all the mics for fun. So,
well, then he also just turned everyone on. So,
they were on already when I sat down, Jay.
Turning all the mics on is easier than him figuring out which two or three mics to turn on.
That was 100% a me move. Sorry, I don't know the mics.
It's all right. It just, I mean, the audio is just not as good when you have sounds from the entire room echoing around and going into mics. But it's fine.
That's true.
It's fine.
Thank you, Jeff.
Shit'll happen. So should we do NBA first, or should we do Gumpy and I went through Saturday's games for March Madness? Mitt, since you're hot, what do you want to do, dude?
Yeah, let's get in some NBA, dude.
Okay, let's get in some NBA. We'll kick it off with you. Since you're hot, what do you like tonight?
I love Denver -2.5
on
tonight.
A back to back.
Oh yeah, on a back to back. Toronto lost to
Toronto
Houston,
stinks.
Dude.
Toronto does stink.
And then I also love Dallas -8 tonight.
What? Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Tell me why.
Because
this is a gambling show, so instead of just, you know, yelling the picks, let's give a little reason.
Because there is 43% of the bets,
okay,
or 74% of the money count on the Dallas Mavericks tonight. So we got a lot of sharp money coming in there, Tony.
Attaboy, man.
And watch, and you just like Denver over Toronto because Denver's hot.
Denver is hot.
They have the potential NBA 2021 NBA MVP.
Ooh, that's right.
Denver is hot. They're also receiving 51% of the ticket count, but 79% of the money count there, Tony.
I will give you updated odds on what I just said.
At what point do you think they're going to call the season because the Nets are going to dog walk the entire league?
Jokic is currently -110. Huge favorite.
Ooh.
Harden's +1,100.
JJ Redick.
Yeah, that's the one to throw on.
Okay, so Jokic is -110. I get it. He's been unbelievable. But then Embiid's +600 and LeBron's +600. I don't know if they're going to play enough games.
What's Jimmy Harden at?
That's what I'm saying. Then it goes Giannis and then Dame and then Harden at +1,100. I would sprinkle on some Jimmy Harden.
Give me
Durant's
Jimmy,
been out.
Dude.
Kyrie's in and out, but the Nets keep winning because of fucking Jimmy Harden.
Jimmy with the Nets.
And they're potentially going to get J.J. Redick.
Got Blake Griffin.
Hey, I just got to say it. J.J. Redick, I love you to death, but he ain't doing shit for that squad.
What are you talking about, dude?
He's old.
Shooter.
He's slow. All right.
He still shoots
a shooter?
Over 40%.
Like, how good of a shooter is he?
He still shoots over 40%.
Yeah, come on, guys.
That's
2 years ago, he shot 47%.
Don't be disgruntled because LeBron and the boys are hurt.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
Everyone's going to freak out about J.J. because everyone loves J.J. I love J.J., but that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, he's not better at shooting than Joe Harris, but he's going to be someone off the bench who can fucking still shoot 40%.
We'll find out come playoffs.
Yes, who do you think is beating them?
Oh, no, I think the Nets are absolutely going to dominate.
So what was that? We'll find out come
playoffs. Everyone's so excited about J.J. Redick. We'll see how much tick he gets come playoffs.
I mean, he'll get fucking 8 to 12 a game.
He'll get more than that.
Not points, minutes, I mean.
Fair.
You need shooters. Always need shooters.
When I said 8 to 12, I meant 18 to 22 minutes a game.
At least 15.
Fucking 8 to 12 threes a game.
There you go.
Fucking book it. So, yeah, I'm thinking about sprinkling some on Jimmy Harden plus 1,100 right now.
That boy. Might as well.
I mean, Jokic, Denver's on a run, but where are they at in the West now? Like 4 or 5 still?
Yeah, I don't think Jokic is – I mean, it's not great value. And if LeBron and Embiid come back relatively soon and start playing better than him, then his odds are going to drop.
The Nuggets are 5th in the West. Like, does that get you a fucking MVP? Maybe. He is playing incredible. I guess his rating is actually better than Giannis's was last year.
Yeah.
The Nets are getting 10 tonight in Utah.
Getting?
Yeah, 10.5.
They're on a back-to-back.
They don't know if Jimmy's playing either. He was questionable last night. Oh,
Jimmy with the Nets is out.
Yeah, he has a neck thing.
Correct. He may be out.
Mm-hmm.
So no Jimmy?
Potentially.
We don't know yet. Anybody?
Yeah, it'd be none of the big three. So Joe Harris over. Take that shit.
Okay.
Nice. Shooting 35.
Mate, what else do you have?
Shots.
I am taking Charlotte over Houston minus 3.5.
Probably a smart bet there.
Yep. That is also lower ticket count. It's 48% of the ticket count and 82% of the money count there, Tony. I love that one.
Yeah.
And then also, I was thinking Brooklyn plus the 10. I know they're on a back-to-back, and Utah is a covering machine, but so is Brooklyn.
Not since the break as much.
I know.
Utah has cooled off.
And really, Brooklyn's getting 52% of the tickets and 73% of the money there too, Tony.
Let me check something for you, Mitt, before we move on from that game. We talking about fucking Brooklyn and Utah?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
You should probably wait just because that will probably jump up to like
Jazz
12 or 13.
I wanted to find the Jazz stats in there since they went on that incredible run. Jazz are 2-6 ATS in their last 8 games overall.
Wow.
Damn.
All right.
So, something to think about. Brooklyn, on the other hand, is on absolute fucking fire.
Yeah, they're on a tear.
But they are 4-10 ATS in their last 14 games playing on 0 days rest.
Could be a big game for Blake tonight, dude.
Something to think about there.
Like 16 dunks.
Conman, what do you got, dude?
Me and Mitt, very, very close today, actually. Okay. I have the Nugs 2.5. I have the Hornets 3.5. I'm going to definitely take Jokic's triple-double and the Nuggets to win. I'm not exactly sure what it is at right now. But him just to have a triple-double is plus 185. I think that's worth it. I'm on the Pacers, minus 6. I do not think the Pistons are good at the basketball.
They're not.
No, they're not. And I'm going to take the Mavs over instead of the spread of 8. It's too much. And the Timberwolves come out lighting it up sometimes. So over 232.5 there. And I'm going to take the Grizzlies 6.5. The OKC is not going to win back-to-back. I'm sorry. Knock on wood, but I'm sorry.
Some things to potentially watch here with the Pistons. They're 8-0 ATS in their last 8 after a double-digit loss.
Oh.
They do bounce back.
Pistons rally, my friend.
Pacers are 1-4 ATS in their last 5 as a favorite. Just something to think about.
Because the Pacers got their asses fucking beat last night or 2 nights ago, I think it's a little bit of a bounce back for them.
Smart. Fucking smart.
Staying on the NBA just real quick. Performance doubles on FanDuel are some of the best odds I have been able to see ever on a sports book.
Really?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I swear Connor there was another guy in this office who does those all the time.
I don't like giving any of them out. I don't like giving any of them out, but go and pick your favorite player.
It's almost like Connor.
Team.
It's almost like the guy next to you hit one for $4,000 last week.
That's a really good idea, man.
Connor, get in on those.
Let's do it.
Connor, you got any that like you may want to get into tonight before the fucking Jokic one?
For sure, the Jokic one. I like Terry Rozier, 30 points, and the
scary Terry.
Hornets to win solely because he can drop buckets, and that's plus 900. Oh. He had like 24 the other night, and he had only
he's
like,
taken over now.
And he only had like Lonzo's six out. After the
by
first
Lonzo,
quarter.
I mean,
also, always a good value with Cleveland in the player performance doubles. Same thing with Terry. Colin Sexton, 30 points, and Cleveland to win is plus 900. Okay. I think that's worth it. And Jared Allen, 15 points, Cleveland to win, plus 500.
You sexy.
Why did the Pelicans want to trade Lonzo so bad?
Because fucking LeVar said he hates New Orleans.
They're dumping assets, dude.
Yeah.
He'll go to the Clippers. He's perfect for the Clippers.
Yeah, he is.
They should ship him right back to L.A.
Yes, they
get
should.
Get him back on the Lakers.
Lowry's in trade rumors.
Oh, yeah, but he wants an extension when he gets traded. No one's doing that, dude.
When's the deadline? A week from today?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was on a Wednesday. I don't know why.
Celtics dead. Okay.
Yeah, Celtics are dead. I mean, they should mortgage everything for Vukovic, but if they
trade Marcus Smart for Gordon
and Fournier,
c'est la vie, my friend. That's
c'est la vie, voila.
That's awful, dude. You can't overbuy because you missed out on Kawhi and Anthony Davis.
They're thinking about trading Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart was rumored to be in
be
part of the trade
tough
for Aaron
Nick's
Gordon.
NFT card that he has of Marcus Smart.
Ooh.
Send him to Orlando. He might as well tank that thing to the.
Yeah.
Foxy, are you going to stay hot tonight?
Foxy, let's go.
Yes, sir. The Pelicans dominated last night.
Easy winner for you.
It feels
last night.
So good to have an easy winner.
It does.
Like, you are in the second quarter and you're like, thank God.
Welcome
I don't have
to
freaking sweat about this one. Dude, we got a winner. Keep it moving. I had lost three in a row before that. All right.
No,
I needed
not you.
That.
Not you, dude.
Yeah. So good vibes going into this pick.
Good vibrations.
Prime time game. Celtics and Bucks.
Oh, wow.
Giannis is questionable.
Okay.
So that's why that makes this one very fun.
Okay.
I'm taking the Bucks at home, minus 6.5.
Attaboy, Foxy.
I think he's going to play, and he's going to dominate. Bucks take the win.
Why'd that line jump so much?
It went from 3.5 to
3.5.
Maybe that means Giannis
is
going to play.
Be in.
Oh, did I get bad info?
Uh-oh.
Wait, you want it? Who are you taking? Bucks?
Bucks.
Yeah. So you want Giannis
you want
to play?
Giannis in.
Oh, he is playing. He said, okay.
If the game went from minus 3.5 to minus 6.5, I'm thinking Giannis is playing.
I heard that wrong.
It's all right, dude.
It's all right,
Bucks
dude.
Are 4-1 ATS in their last five versus a team
Stay
with a
hot,
losing record.
Foxy.
Stay hot. I feel good about this one. It's hard not to look at that Nets line and not take them. Not
dude, when you look at the Celtics trends.
They're so bad.
They're awful, dude.
Dude. 1-9 ATS in their last 10 road games. 1-5 ATS in their last 6 as a dog.
What's the deal?
Hey, Stick.
0-4 ATS
like
in their last 4 games as a road dog.
I think it's...
I think you
like
might
Tatum
be on the right
and Brown just can't play together?
I hate to say it, but I think it's Kemba. I really do. I just don't think he's...
It is March, though.
I know, but...
Kemba in March should
Kemba
be...
Over the hill,
is Tatum still doing like a step back three every single possession with 0 seconds on the shot clock?
Him and Brown have had really good years.
Golly.
Quite a bit. All right, that's the NBA. Obviously, Sweet 16 doesn't start till Saturday, so I looked at the first 4 games on Saturday. There's 4 on Saturday, 4 on Sunday. If you want to go through those real quick, Loyola opens things up at minus 7 against Oregon State.
Damn.
Sounds like Gumpy's going against me. I'm taking Loyola minus the 7. Loyola scores most of their points from the two-point variety. They are number 4 ranked two-point offense in the land. Oregon State is number 238 in two-point D. I'm taking Loyola minus the 7 for the matchup reason. Obviously, both teams have great trends, but I'm going to go Loyola minus the 7 there. Pal, you're taking Oregon State?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm riding the Pac-12.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm riding Sister Jean.
The Beavs are...
Not literally.
The Beavs are the Beavs, dude.
God bless Sister Jean.
Sister
I didn't mean that.
Sister Jean all day.
Dogs are 30-21 against the spread in the tourney.
They are. Dogs are fucking hot until Monday.
Public is actually doing well in this tournament as well. Teams drawing 60% or more are 13-11 ATS.
Whew. Not bad.
Yeah.
That's
a lot higher
bad.
Than usual.
The next game is Villanova and Baylor. I'm taking the over 140.5. Both teams score the majority of their points from 3. 3.0 rankings for Baylor is number one in the nation.
Yep.
Villanova's number 73. Tony Numbus. They're 3-point Ds. Nova is 237 going up against Baylor's number one. And Baylor's 3-point D is number 163 going up against Villanova's number 73. They're at Hinkle. Great shooting venue.
Shoot the lights out. Both
Baylor over is 11-1 in their last 12. Baylor over is 12-2 in their last 14, and 12-2 as a favorite. Baylor over is 6-2 last 8 tournament games, and over is 4-1 versus winning teams. I'm taking the over in Villanova and Baylor over 140.5.
I do not love the spread here. I don't want to bet on Villanova, so I tell you what I'm going to do, Tony. I'll do a two-team teaser with Baylor and Houston.
Ooh,
okay.
So I'll take Baylor down to five, or Baylor down to 1.5, and Houston down to -1.
Fucking love both of those.
I am a little worried about Syracuse, though. I'm not going to lie.
In that game, I'm taking the under 140, Houston and Syracuse. Houston number 2 in offensive rebounding, and Cuse is number 340 in defensive rebounding. That has nothing to do with the under, just something to watch there. Both defenses have better are better than the offenses, and Houston is number 325 in pace. But if you're looking at a total as a side, Houston number 2 in offensive rebounding, Cuse number 340 in defensive rebounding, and then Houston is 7-3, 4+ days off, and Cuse is 4-5 in that situation.
Houston looked so good, and then they looked terrible against Rutgers.
I think they potentially,
like, maybe that was their bad game.
I think they potentially had their worst game they could potentially play and beat Rutgers still.
Syracuse, I mean, they could, because I didn't think they could keep it. Like, they could shoot over 50% the entire tournament, it looks like.
Arkansas and Oro, I couldn't pick a side. I think the line is 11.
11.5.
Yep.
Just because the matchups were weird. And the total was 159, which is so fucking high. But they're number 36 and number 41 in pace. So they both like to run. Oral Roberts has a 240th ranked defense. Oral Roberts has the 332nd ranked defensive rebounds. Oral Roberts is 9th in the nation in percentage of offense that comes from three-pointers. And they're 14th in three-point percentage. And Arkansas is number 150 in three-point D. So I think Oral Roberts is going to be able to score. I think Arkansas is going to be able to score. Oral's number 1 in free-throw percentage in the entire country.
Ooh, jeez.
I'm not taking this game at all, but if I had, I'd potentially lean over just because of pace, and both offenses like to run and match up well against the defenses.
In the Sweet 16 since 2005, double-digit favorites, 5-10 ATS.
Yeah, so wow. A lot of these dogs, they get through the first or second round, and then they get fucking mollywopped.
Yeah, I'm going to take I'll take the points with Oral Roberts.
Okay.
I'm not sold on Arkansas, still not.
Those are tough lines.
Yeah,
they are. That whole day,
they're
tough.
They're all
big spreads.
They're on the money, dude. This whole weekend, these lines are right there. I don't, like, Texas Tech, I mean, they should have beat Arkansas.
Maybe. I mean, Arkansas was leading the entire second half, but yeah, if Texas Tech makes a layup at the end, yeah.
Should have won.
Oral Roberts is going, though, man. I just feel like that's a lot. 11.5 is a lot of points.
It's a lot of momentum.
Until it isn't. Like, Oral Roberts was down by 10 to Florida till halfway through the second half. You know what I mean?
And Florida, as we talked about coming in this tournament, was not great coming in. All right. Well, on Friday, we'll go over the Sunday games.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go over all the NBA stuff, too.
We like the switch, the schedule change of this March Madness
I like first weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I don't think I like second weekend not having a game until
Saturday. I think
second weekend, I think I would have liked Friday, Saturday again, Sunday, Monday maybe.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
I don't like having to wait till Saturday. Because what is it going to be? Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Yeah, has to be.
I'm going to have to dive back into the NIT.
Yeah.
I think it's just till Monday. I was looking
on. So wait, the teams that play on Sunday are going to have to play on Monday?
No,
it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for next week, and then it's
the Monday after
Sunday, Tuesday, or Saturday, Monday.
Yeah, that's I think I like the first weekend. I loved it. Reminded me of a college football Saturday.
Yeah,
being out and having all the first round games on Saturday, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I liked Monday having games again still too.
Yeah,
second round I'm not as happy.
I mean,
you need
games on Friday.
Need them.
Have to.
Absolutely have to. All right. As I said, tonight is hashtag FanDuel Hammer Down Rollover 250. Congrats on the winner.
Yeah.
We'll be back Friday, and we'll have all the picks and stuff like that. And we can't thank you guys enough. And follow us at Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Tweet us. Yeah. We enjoy it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One last thing?
Yeah.
A guy just won $1 million on FanDuel because all he did was bet on these March Madness games. You bet on one game a day. You get entered in. There's going to be another $1 million winner at the end of this tournament. So you might as well just do it.
Obviously, there's not games today, but say you bet on a game for Saturday today, you get entered. That's an entry. Do it tomorrow for another game on Saturday. That's an entry.
A Padlet.
When you log into your FanDuel, it's pretty much at the top there for how many entries you have in the FanDuel March Million. They're giving away another million. Awesome on FanDuel's part. Do your best to get in that.
Yeah.
They already gave away a guy $1 million. Congrats to him.
He had $6 in his account, and then he got $1 million. Pretty cool.
Pretty fucking awesome. We will see you Friday. Hammer down!